Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God bless, and welcome to another episode of Other People's Podcast, America's number one discovery platform that highlights your favorite podcasters and the dope shows they created. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Our special guests this episode are Rick McGuire and Freddie BTV from the hilarious podcast Subway Creatures. Subway Creatures is a podcast hosted by the creator of the wildly popular Instagram account, Subway Creatures. Each week, Rick McGuire, alongside his two co-hosts, comedians Kim Godgen and Freddie BTV, break down viral videos, interview special guests, and explain some of the wildest stories you've heard from the world of the underground. In our interview, I had such a blast joking with these guys on a spectrum of topics, ranging from how these two landed in New York City and the creation of their popular Instagram account, Subway Creatures, to chatting about Minnesota, our take on porn, and of course, we learn more about their dope show, Subway Creatures. I can't stress how much fun I have with these guys, so allow me to introduce to you my homies, Rick and Freddie BTV from Subway Creatures. What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Dog, it's, you know, it's a pleasure having you guys on the show today. It's just like one of those New York days.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dog, come on now.
Appreciate the time.
Right, I'm about to do it. Just keep talking. I'm going to do an IG story.
Well, my name is Corey Cambridge. This is OBP, and we're hanging out with Freddie. We're hanging out with Rick of Subway Creatures. You know what I mean? What's up?
The Jamaican horn on it.
We don't even need the soundboard.
Right, exactly.
We got a soundboard right here.
Another verbal ace right here. Another soundboard.
But first of all, it's great having you guys on the show, because when you're listening to your podcast, it's always interesting when you meet the people in person, because you're like, yo, now you're like in the episode.
Right. And that's exactly what we were trying to do with the podcast. It's very tough sometimes because tracking the people down in a lot of these videos, you know, it's not always easy. But when you do, you really can get some good content material out of them. And those are the episodes that really hit. And when you don't have those people, you kind of find stories elsewhere. But, you know, we try to keep it as interesting as possible always.
Where do y'all reside in the city?
So I'm over in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What train is that?
That's the Port Authority stop. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on over there.
He's lying. He's not near a train. Like, I've been over where
he's actually been. And he's right. I'm not near a train. You said, where's the closest train?
Wait, the closest train. Are you over on the west side?
So I'm all the way down by the water. I'm on like 43rd and 11th. So.
Yo, but they just got, I took the train, the 7.
Yep. Hudson Yards.
Yep. Yo, that's a game changer.
It's going to be. So that whole area is actually getting built up. And when that's all finished, that's going to be.
It'll be done in 2030. In 2030, it'll
you
be
know
done.
How they work.
It'll be lit over there. 2030. Y'all stay tuned.
Well, look, there was a New York Times like video documentary that I saw about the subway. Why does the subway suck so bad?
Oh my God.
And they're building up all those things like around, like installations and all this fancy shit.
Yeah.
But they're doing a terrible job of actually like making the train better. Like, the train's from like 1960 or some shit.
No, is from like what, 1913 or something.
1904 was when the subway was built. And I only know this all of this because we just did a podcast last week talking about this. So the subway was built in 1904, and I don't think it's been updated since then because it looks that way. And all they do are paint those pillars where people
blue.
It looks new. It's like, no, you just painted the pillars. It's still the same asbestos behind the walls and everything. So you're right. I don't know where that money's going.
Yo, it's absurd. Have you seen first of all, they made the Fulton stop all super fancy.
Oh yeah, Fulton spot.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And then you got the ceiling that glows over on maybe it's the West 4th. I don't know. There's one of the stops downtown where the ceiling glows. It's got like neon lights on the ceiling.
Yes, yes.
It's, it, maybe that's where all the money's going. I don't know.
Well, politicians are like trying to establish their, you know, their monument in New York City of like, look what I did. I built this beautiful train station.
Oh, so there's a dick measuring contest in the subway is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. It's a big dick contest. Say that? Yes, absolutely.
You already cursed.
Okay.
Yeah, you can curse. Be yourself.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because sometimes, you know, he goes off the tracks. He goes off the tracks.
No pun intended.
No pun intended, but it's my job on the podcast to keep him, on our podcast.
See, I listen. So, you know, see, I listen. I've already heard it. You ain't heard him? He done said, like, he done dropped, like, two F-bombs. And
look, I brought beer. I was like, oh, look.
He brought beer?
Yeah.
What kind of beer is this?
I feel bad. Now we're going to have a beer. I didn't know you
I don't even drink beer, but it's a New Belgium Fat Tire beer.
Yeah, you ever had Fat Tire?
I don't drink beer, but this looks like some trash. Is this good?
No, this is I bought it from CVS.
Yeah, man, that's
that's how you know it's not trash. You bought it from CVS.
It's not trash. No, I bought it from the drugstore. Well, look, this is the crazy shit about New York, right? I can go to a bodega and can't buy beer, but I can go to the drugstore and buy beer.
Honestly, it's really? And you can't buy liquor and beer in the same place. They have to be sold and set, and you can't buy mixers in a liquor store. They're not allowed to sell.
Wait,
like,
you can't buy liquor and beer at the same store?
Nah, they sell
them. That's true. I've never noticed that.
That's why there is no beer store other than the pharmacy or 7-Eleven because liquor stores aren't allowed to sell beer. And because of going to liquor stores so much, I realized that they're not allowed. They're not allowed to sell mixers there either. No soda, no seltzer. Nothing.
They can sell cups though with ice. Yeah, your to-go cup. What you call it? Weird. What you call a roadie?
Roadies.
You heard of a roadie before?
What is a roadie?
Exactly.
Yeah, explain.
Roadies, man. You get a cup at the store. I actually just ran into that last week. Guy's like, yo. He like whispers, he's like, yo, you want a cup and get the party started early? I'm like, yeah. He gave me a cup, pop a bottle, just walk down the road. You know, you got to be a little conspicuous with it, but you know.
I'm here in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, New York, you just walk normally, but if you're down there like, wild and out, like, okay, what's in that cup? You got some potion. Yeah.
Well, wait, I know it. Well, we call it a road soda.
All right, yeah, road soda.
We
shortened it to roadie.
Oh, no, wait, when he say we, I know the we he talking about. Who's the we you talking about, sir?
I'm talking about like down south.
Once again, who's the we talking about? I'm from down south. I ain't never heard of road soda.
I'm Richmond, Virginia.
That's southern-ish. Southish.
No, I'm from the capital of the south.
What?
You're an affiliate of the south.
What are you talking about?
I'm the capital of the south.
Uh-oh.
You going back to some Civil War Potomac?
No, I'm just being real. Like, no, I'm just being real. South. When was Richmond founded?
I don't care. That's not the capital of the South.
It's technically the capital of the South.
Rick, when you hear the South, what city do you think of? What state do you think of when you hear the South?
Honestly, I think of Georgia, South Carolina.
Thank you, sir.
But
nobody not Tennessee? Virginia.
I'll tell you, not Tennessee.
I'm from Nashville by way of Atlanta, Georgia.
Wait, you're from Nashville?
Right, Nashville by way of Atlanta, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where'd you go to high school?
Both cities.
Okay.
You're trying so to my, my that, first,
that,
my
that
first
dual citizenship.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm prime time by these pieces. I'm a special young man. You know,
Look, I will say that Atlanta, Georgia is another element of Southern. Virginia has a little more regalness to it, a little more like charming Southern.
Mm. I agree with that.
You haven't even been to Virginia, sir.
Of course, I've been to Virginia.
Rickster?
Virginia Beach?
That don't even count.
Damn, what do you think? Damn, I'm not going Rick. To the beach when I go down to Virginia. I'm not going right, down there for any other reason.
Thank you. What he talking about? You not going down for whatever the hell he talking about.
First of all, Virginia Beach is the worst beach in like America. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Is it more worse than Bronx? Or the beach out in Brooklyn?
Oh, you talking like Long Beach?
I mean, at least we got like Brooklyn, like Coney Island or whatever.
Reese. I think I've been to a beach called Reese.
Oh,
Jacob Reese.
Reese Beach. Yeah, Jacob Reese Beach.
That was some trash.
Yeah, the Rockaways are pretty bad too.
Yeah, that.
But,
that
I mean, okay, I'm talking about for a popular beach.
That sand was like cake mix.
Well, for a popular beach. Like, you think of Virginia Beach, you think of some shit. You think about Timberland, you think about Missy or, you know,
Pharrell.
Thank right. You, you know what I mean? You think about, oh shit, Virginia Beach. It sounds cool when you say it. And then you go to it, and it's not as cool.
Yeah. I could see that.
I can imagine, yeah. I mean, because it's not, you know, it's not a tropical, like, sunny place. I think about a nice beach. I'm thinking about somewhere it was sunny. It gets hot. It's tropical. Miami Beach, South Beach.
Okay.
You know.
No, good enough. You can do, like, some, like, Delaware shit, like Bethany Beach or Dewey Beach.
Dude, yeah, both
those
of
are
those.
Beautiful beaches. Yep.
Those sound stupid, so.
Oh, dude, have you ever been?
No.
Yeah. Rick, have you been?
Yeah, we drive through there every year because we go down to Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we go down the whole coast, cut through everything, but it's really nice down there.
It's beautiful. It's
pretty popular, too.
Yo, Delaware has some beautiful beaches, dog.
Yeah.
Delaware got the beaches?
Huh?
You said Delaware got some beautiful beaches?
I said beaches.
Oh, beaches. Oh.
Nah, I ain't seen no beautiful women down there.
Oh.
See what he calls them? He calls them beautiful women. You call them bitches.
I didn't acknowledge that.
That defeats the whole purpose of going.
I didn't even acknowledge that.
No.
He didn't see any beautiful young ladies down there. That defeats the whole purpose of going to this beach.
You know?
Damn.
Let me. Sometimes
what's the point of going to the beach?
To get away? See some waves?
Yeah.
Think? Reflect on life?
This is all the things you could do in your house.
Nah,
for free.
Nah, dog. No way. See, that's Georgia right there.
Yeah. Well, you know what's ironic, too, is he loves to travel. So I don't know why he's saying all this.
When I travel, it's not like I'm going to the beach.
Where do you travel?
My latest international trip was Croatia for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Zagreb, Croatia.
No, he does. He jumps on cargo planes and just wherever they end up.
I was not. You're like the only brother out there.
I was.
Yeah.
We were joking with him about that, actually. Because everyone thought he was like an athlete, a professional athlete.
Of course.
He's lying.
Of course.
Man. Look, people actually thought I was Obama.
They definitely thought you played for the Croatian basketball team.
They called me Barack Obama. That's what they called me.
Of course. Of course they did. Yeah. You're a black man in Croatia. Who else would you be? You got to be Barack.
And I was the man out there. People were showing super mad love. I was like, this is amazing. I ain't never been in a place where it was this many white people showing me this much love. I was like, what is going on?
Dude,
Nobody's angry I'm here. Nobody. Nobody. None of y'all are mad that I'm here. Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Well, Freddie, where do you live in the city?
Uptown, baby. Uptown, Harlem.
Harlem, okay.
Harlem,
so Uptown's so big, so vast. That could be anything. So you're from Harlem.
You know, that's why I sang the song. The song represents Harlem.
Okay, okay. Like, I'm from upstate. Okay, it's like, what, Canada? Yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know what upstate means. Yeah, the farthest I've been upstate is Yonkers.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even know if that's upstate.
No, we have to take a brotherly trip down to, what's the place? It's beautiful. It's up on Tarrytown. Tarrytown.
Oh, that's Hollow. That's Sleepy Hollow. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been up in that area. Yeah.
It's a very regal feeling place.
Yeah, that was a place. That was one place I went where it was just like Croatia. I walked into this. I was with a friend of mine, and we all walked into it was New Year's Eve. Walked into this. It was supposed to be a club, but it's like a what's the lodge? It was like a lodge, and we walked in. It was all white people, and it was the same concept in Croatia. It just was what I was used to. Okay. Those folks walked in. It was like, whoa.
Just like local
who
white
let
people.
Y'all in here?
Right. What
they had that look like, oh, no.
Well, look, there's white people, and then there's Croatians, right? Yeah. It's a very different thing. White people Croatia is like a nationality. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they identify with their country.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
White is just America.
Yeah, those people in that club, I walked in there, they was like, shoo, shoo, it was like, whoop, the record stopped.
Oh, dude, that's like my life in the South, bro. Rick feels our pain. Rick,
listen, I'm just going to let you guys go. You guys can just air out everything now.
Look, black guys can get the violins out. Get a little Hennessy, get talking about life.
Wait, Hennessy.
How long y'all been in New York City?
I've been 10 years now.
10 years strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going on. I'll be 6 in a month. Well,
six
2
years.
Weeks. My New York anniversary is March 5th.
Oh, dude.
It'll be 6 years.
Almost a pre-anniversary for you. Happy pre-anniversary. We're not there yet.
Gracias, mi amigo.
Yes, it's a big achievement. What brought you guys to New York?
Well, for me, I actually I grew up 15 minutes outside the city. So I was basically here. I was just making it official. I was I just got to cross that river and make it official. But I've worked in television my whole life. So for me, it was commuting every day. And even though you're only 15 minutes across the river, that bus ride stops everywhere. So now your 15 minute commute's turning into a 45 to an hour long commute.
So using an Uber pool.
So I was like, you know what? I'll drop the car. I'll lose the car, move into the city and pay a very, very hefty price to cut my commute out. And
was it worth it?
I love it, dude. I'm like addicted now. Like living in the city,
I feel
I'm
the
addicted.
Same way. Where do you go after?
I can't really imagine not living. Maybe not necessarily New York City.
Yeah,
but I can't imagine moving outside the tri-state area just because it's all I really know. I've never really lived anywhere else. So for me. And not to mention, you know, I've built a brand that kind of revolves around the city.
Right.
So, you know, going away from here You know, it would be like, you know, a professional golfer moving to Canada and trying to maintain a career. You know, it's not that easy. So,
yeah, I it's one of those things that where do you go? I think when I leave outside of New York City and I think about, there's certain places I really like Minnesota. I like going there a lot. I like
going, what? Why? You can't just skate over that. Minnesota for what? You went to college there.
I didn't go to college there.
That's a Golden Gopher sweatshirt, right?
Yeah. Because, yo, the shit's fresh. You don't rock shit because it's fresh. Did you play in the NBA? But let me tell you, when you get to Minnesota, man, it's absolutely beautiful. To me, it's the most underrated state in America.
You know, you're not the first person I've heard say that. So I need to get to Minnesota.
You're right. I do too.
Dog. Yeah, absolutely.
Get to the Lake Minnetonka.
The women? Oh, my God. Let's talk about it. Beautiful women there. Beautiful because it's all like Scandinavian Vikings? Descent. Yeah.
How about we just go to Norway? I mean, it's just even better.
I mean, it's just cheap, but it's going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
I just found a ticket to Oslo for $330.
I know. Dog, you should have a travel podcast.
Like, yeah, I'm telling Croatia, you. I'm telling you, he's well traveled.
I went to Oslo. I got the deal. $330.
I'm trying to get over there. Get the real Viking. Get the real.
I mean, look,
Sir Norse.
Look, well, if you want to get like a little taste,
Thorina,
go to Minnesota. It's a good vibe.
But we actually saw on the podcast on Subway Creatures, we had Haley.
Yeah, we had we had Haley Khalil.
Yeah,
Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Come on.
Yes, I was watching on YouTube today.
Yeah, she's from Minnesota.
That's so, right.
You know, she was,
and
know,
she's the one who.
And how beautiful is she?
Oh man, just as beautiful as if not more in person. You know,
she's legit.
She's awesome too. Like she is one of those people. Not to sound like, you know, cliche, but yeah. It's like meeting her in like her personality was so like I was like, damn, like you're just cool.
Yeah,
like
she has a really great, cool. Her personality matches her look. She has like a personality where she can, you know, she was on the show going back and forth with me. So, you know, that tells you the type of personality she has. And
so,
she's fine.
So she sat down and it was my mistake, but I never gave Freddie a heads up that Haley was coming on the show. And per usual, Freddie was running late that day. So Freddie walked into the podcast.
It's like a going joke because so I missed the audition to be on.
To be on the show?
Yeah.
He missed his audition when I kind of touched upon it before.
Yeah, but we come back there. Tell him that.
We'll come back. But so Haley's already in there and he comes and sits down and we start running. Like, they kill the mics and we start running our cold open. And Freddie looks over and goes, "So are you a porn star?" And she was like, "What?" And I start dying. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Like I felt my face just turn red. I go, "Freddie, no, she's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Why would you fucking assume that?"
Okay, let me add some context to this story.
All right,
the
Freddie.
Week before, we had a porn star on the show.
Okay, was it the
Danny Daniels?
Yes.
Danny Daniels. The week before, we had her on the show. So then, you know, and that whole week and prior to that week, he was telling me that he knows a lot, like damn near all the famous porn stars. He's cool with, has connections with them. He was telling me about that.
So did he really?
I mean, through the world of Subway Creatures and Instagram, right. There's a lot of connections. And then Danny also was nice enough to invite Freddie and I to one of her. What was that? It was a premiere.
It was a premiere
for
her Amazon show, Dinner with Danny.
Dinner with Danny. And okay. There were a lot of porn stars.
Was it our birthday party?
It might have been a joint thing, but
I think it was a birthday party and that. But she definitely premiered her Amazon special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, and not only that, but through the connections. I mean, the only way that I actually got in touch with Danny and Haley both are they reached out to me on Instagram. And it's just they were sending me videos. And I realized who was sending me the video. I'm like, "Hey, by the way, we do a podcast. You want to come on?" And they were like, "Hell yes." And that's all it really was. And then from there, you know, now we have like a relationship with these people as well.
Exactly.
And that opens up doors to everyone that they know as well. So, you know, it's a very close-knit world in Instagram to an extent. Even though it's a very large world, it's also
like a school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Instagram
it really is. It's all about networking.
But back to the story. So when she was there, she was sitting there. It was this fine chick, you know, like, you know, she looked like she could be a porn star. She fine. So, you know, I'm thinking like, oh, it's a porn star.
So that was your go-to.
Look, nothing says.
Because he just got finished telling me about all these porn stars he connected with. I thought he was just about to open the mother load and have just bad bitches come through the show.
Nothing says, "Girl, you're beautiful." Like, are you a porn star?
No, but you know, Haley was so cool. So part of that episode was us And I was kind of nervous about this because I felt like it could have gone either way. Part of that episode, I had set up pictures of her when she was
I saw that. Young, dude, you set her up.
A like, young girl. Like when she was like 8 or 9.
She had like the fro thing and going
she,
on.
She was hit.
She was one of those like she hadn't really blossomed yet. And she was like glasses, braces, you know, the stereotypical like nerdy girl. And my point being, though, is that I wanted to put that picture up next to her in Sports Illustrated, you know, in the swimsuit. And when we put them next to each other, she was so cool about it. She was like, oh, my God, I was such a nerd. Like, you have no idea. And then she actually got in the stories of telling us, like, how much of a nerd she was. And, you know, that was the fact that she was able to laugh about it. And, like, you know, she didn't care at all. She was all game.
And I was firing her up, too. Oh, I was lighting her up.
Well, look, that's like
she was hit.
But she was like coming right back at you.
She was.
Which was, so, and which was awesome.
That gives you an idea of her personality.
Okay, so right. she literally is the prototype for what a Minnesota girl is. So, like, number one, my girl, she
was a duck when she was a kid.
Duck, man. Quack, quack. Mighty duck. Like, she had the unibrow.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, okay.
Oh, it was.
Does she have the accent?
Totally.
The Fargo.
Not
the Fargo
too bad.
Kind of thing.
Like, on, like, certain words.
See, that's what we realized when we were talking with Haley, that when she started, like, talking about, like, stuff she was passionate about,
yeah.
I think she was thinking, and all of a sudden it started coming out in certain Like we were right, talking to her right. about Minnesota, and as she was talking about Minnesota and her family, all of a sudden I realized it was starting to come out, and like her accent started to come out. So then we just full blown, we're like, all right, just give us an accent right now.
What's her middle name?
I don't know about her middle name. Her maiden name is, I think, O'Brien, but I think
because they all have like prairie middle names.
Oh, is so that
Sue?
What does that mean?
May?
Oh,
Ray. I can see that making sense.
Very prairie like middle names out there.
I can see that making
but then,
sense.
But when they turn in their 20s, they blossom, yo. And it's also very like alpha women out there.
Well, she was also.
She has like a boy trip to Minnesota.
It sounds like we do. I mean, she was also.
I want to make sure I go to the right place. I ain't trying to just be in Minnesota just walking around and waste my time.
No, we're going to go to Minnetonka.
Oh, that's where we go. But see, also, you know, like, it's always easy when you got like a white ambassador to slide the black guy in. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's cool. I'm like, yeah, I am cool.
Okay. So we can relate to this because of the Southern thing, right? Mm. Down South, we associate white with just white. It's this blatant thing. But in Minnesota, it's a little bit different because their history in America started in like 1911. It's more of like an ignorance than a racism. So if you walk into a room, they're going to be like, oh, hey, how are you? They're going to approach you and be super, receptive. Super friendly. But they may not know about the ins and outs of culture.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Okay. So you good.
I guess that makes sense because Haley was telling the story about when she had her Barbie doll, she would play with black Barbie dolls.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. She did, yeah.
And then Rick tried to get her in trouble. And like, what was the voice she gave the black Barbie doll? Yes.
So it's wow, a real thing.
You remember that well.
How did Subway Creatures come about?
Right. So in 2011, I was with a friend of mine at work, and, you know, I was talking about all of the doing that daily commute, all the crazy, bizarre shit that I'm seeing every day in the subway. And we were big Barstool Sports fans.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? Like, they just write blogs all day about the stuff they see. I'm like, I need to do something like that, but using the subway because, you know, there's so much content and there honestly, there was nowhere that this was all being documented. I started a website for it, just kind of started writing blogs about everything that I saw. And then Instagram came along and I was like, oh, this is all I needed. Like this was the platform that I was waiting
what
for.
What you do when the Instagram came along?
I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. You know, shortly after, it was because you remember Instagram was only photos.
So right, right.
That, and it was only iPhone too. But you got an iPhone, right?
You know what? Yeah, I had an iPhone.
It was only iOS.
It was only on the iPhone first.
Yeah,
it was. Only I mean, on it was such a. It was such a small.
No, it was iOS maybe like a year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
And only photos, and then videos came out. And if you remember, videos only could be 10 seconds.
Right.
And then after that, all of a sudden, you know, then it opened up more, and there was 60-second videos, and there was, you know. Until recently, there is now Instagram TV.
It's funny that now that we're living in the era that things happen so quickly, I forget this even existed.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't video before.
Right. I mean, that's I know just because that was the platform that I was dealing with all this content. And, you know, I was saying, you know, wow, it's awesome that Instagram's here, but I have so many videos that I can't use. And then eventually when the video option came along, I was like, finally. And that's kind of when everything started snowballing. And because of that, the New York Post randomly somehow came across the page and did like a 2-page spread on the account. I still to this day have the 2-page spread. My girlfriend got it ironed out and framed and put on a mat. And like, it's in my room now hanging, because that was like the turning point.
That was the boom.
That was when, because you know how news organizations, they all piggyback off each other.
Right.
So the New York Post put that article out. All of a sudden, I was getting phone calls for radio interviews. Other people wanted to use the content on the page. They wanted to do a story on the page. And it just, like I said, was snowballing. And then you had larger Instagram accounts like the Barstools of the world who started reposting content and giving credit to the account. So now you're getting these accounts that have millions of followers now moving over to this page. And it's been growing exponentially since. Never in a million years did I picture having over a
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Million followers. That to this day blows my mind.
Yeah, because how did you initially collect all of those pictures? Did people just submit?
No, so a lot of them I was actually videos and photos I was taking myself. I did for more of the extreme photos. I tried to go on just do a simple Google search and start collecting stuff from Google. And then once that whole New York Post thing situation happened, it was large enough where people just started submitting everything that they saw. And that's when it started taking on a life of its own. And I could kind of sit back a little bit and rely on the user generated content more.
It's not like your work just changed from you trying to find it to now sifting through.
Well, no, it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't sitting back. It was more of like, I didn't have to go searching for this stuff. However, like Freddie said, and it's a good point, it was almost more work, because now I have to this day, like every day, there's hundreds of videos that I have and photos that I have to go through. And, you know, I've said this on other podcasts before, but maybe 10-15% of that is usable, because
right.
The other stuff, you know, will either get taken down by Instagram. We're actually doing a new segment on our podcast where it's the stuff that Instagram doesn't allow. We're going to now use it as bonus content for
okay.
our show.
Okay.
So it's going to be for those people who are subscribers to the account. They'll be able to kind of get that bonus content that no one else will be able to get. It's kind of like a thank you for subscribing. Here's some mm-hmm. bonus stuff that we have, which was a great idea by one of our producers, but that's giving it a home now to some of this stuff that, you know, you won't believe how many people watch porn in the public on the subway. And I get videos like that, not only watching porn, I can't tell you how many videos people having sex on the train. And it's funny, because like, I can't show that stuff because it'll get taken down and flagged. But then I'll bring it into the podcast and I'll show these guys. I'll be like, guys, look at what got sent to me this week. And, you know, I'll pull out my phone and, you know, it's some dude getting head on the subway.
It was one. Yeah, it was so weird. It was like this old white lady giving this older black dude some head. And like, he saw it. It was like, you getting head, you're going to see his penis. And like, so on the show, I kind of talk about, I got this like running thing that I do. I talk about, you know, I got this Elegante. And this dude really got him out of Elegante. Like, he had like an elephant trunk fell out of his pants. I'm like, God damn. Like, all he could do is get hit. There's no way in this world he having sex with anybody. I don't know what woman. He would give a woman a hysterectomy trying to have sex with them. Like, good he Lord. Knocking everything loose.
Yeah. The porn star cock.
He was just a man.
No, he was a horse. It was a horse cock.
Yes. Bigger than porn?
It was ridiculous.
No,
it was like literally in my arm. If I let my arm went sleep. This would look like he had in his pants. I was like, what is that?
It made me feel good when Freddie said that to the video, because before that I was like, is that what it's supposed to be? Is that what it's supposed to look like?
Yo, real talk.
I was like, shit.
Look, the shit that porn does is crazy, because they make every black guy look like you gotta have 10 inches.
Yeah, well
I don't watch porn.
You don't watch porn?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We did a whole episode on this.
Yeah.
He's a serial killer, I'm pretty sure. He probably dissects animals in his apartment.
What? Why don't you watch porn?
I mean, I'm like a wise man once said, I'm about that action, boss.
See,
More in depth.
I think everyone else is too. I mean,
it's like, it's hard for me to just sit and watch somebody else have sex. Like, I'm like, when's my turn? Like, is there somebody for me? Like, you know, when is it my go around? Like, I want to do it. I want to watch you do it.
Well, I didn't understand it either. And I had the same reaction as you. And my face looked exactly like yours when you just heard that. But then we got Freddie's parents on the phone on one of our shows. And then I started to understand where it was coming from, because his dad was saying the same thing pretty much. He's like, yeah. He's like, why am I going to watch porn if I'm just going to get the action in real life? But I'm like, I know, sir, but you're not.
Sir, yeah, I know, sir.
You're not. No, because his dad sounds like really sad. Like, you just feel like you need to say sir. When you talk to him, he sounds very like sad. Like, it just sounds proper to say sir. But he was like, yeah, you know, why would I watch porn if I can just get the action? I'm like, yeah, but no one's getting the action 24/7. Like, you're not getting that much action.
Well, it's nice to like switch up roles. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'm like, yo, I want like black chicks. Well, you know, I want like Latin chicks.
He doesn't
want older chicks.
He doesn't know what he's missing because he's never seen it.
I've seen porn before.
All it takes is one time and you're going to be like, oh, this is what I was missing. Everyone's
right. But no, what the hell are you talking about? You like to switch up action like black Latin chicks. You watching them. You ain't experiencing this.
Right. But I mean, it's better than nothing. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Like, sometimes you just want to see some other stuff.
I don't think that you can make us sound crazy in this situation.
No, I don't. Right. I mean, you have to say you're the odd one.
No, y'all don't want the serial killers. Y'all want to see these loose titties that y'all can't do nothing with.
You
don't, just
you
watch
know,
it.
You kind of, you.
No, see, you don't, they don't have to be loose. You can get any kind of titties you want.
Right. Any kind. There's a variety.
It's a whole world of titties
out
there.
It's like Aladdin the porn over here.
A whole new world, bro.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
It's a deep dive.
Don't.
It's almost a good thing. You save a lot of time by not looking at porn.
I mean, like, I would just rather play some video games,
you know,
read
what?
Or something.
Then when you have Danny Daniels on the show, this man has nothing to relate to. So he's just sitting there, and he has nothing to say the whole episode.
He's lying. You know what? That's the thing with Rick. Rick is a liar, so Rick just lies.
Why and how did you guys come up with the idea to start a podcast?
So the Instagram account was snowballing, and it got to a point where I felt I needed to take it to the next step. And the next step actually wasn't even a podcast. I wanted to go straight to like a television show.
Okay.
So I actually wound up signing on with Al Roker Entertainment to put together a development deal to put a sizzle reel or pilot together. And while we were doing that, I was thinking, you know, in the meantime, everyone else has a podcast. Why shouldn't I? You know, this is a perfect topic for a podcast in my mind. You know, I'll go out and I'll find the people that are in these videos, and maybe even not the videos, but I'll go and find all these interesting people that I'm finding, you know, on the subway and the platforms and stations, and get them on the show, and they can tell their stories. I guess it says a lot, but Freddie and Kim were the two who just really kind of stood out, and they were really good on their feet. So we were like, all right, let's go, let's do this. And you know, I didn't even realize Freddie had a background of doing this type of stuff anyway. And Kim is a stand-up comedian, so she was very good at being funny on the spot. Afterwards, when we shot our demo on the podcast, and we were using Gas Digital Studios, and they've been a huge help. They hook us up. And when we shot our first episode, the one comment that we got was that you would have guessed that we'd known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And that we were like, really? Because this is our first time ever working together. And they were like, no, the rapport is amazing. And I was like, I can't tell from my position. All I'm doing, we're all feeding off of each other and we're in the moment. But that was one aspect of it. And then someone, I don't know which one of us made the observation, but they were like, yeah. And you also have a white guy, a black guy, and a Puerto Rican girl. Like, you guys are covering almost all the demographics of people. You have a female, a male, a white male, a black male. Like, you guys can get so many different perspectives just covering one topic, which I didn't even think about. And I was like, you know what? That's a great point. And it shows sometimes, like, there is that cultural differences in ethnicities and race where you're like, oh, I'm so glad I had, you know, the Southern perspective, or even sometimes, you know, the inexperience. You know, Kim and Freddie aren't from New York originally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're learning a lot on this podcast as well as we're going. And, you know, sometimes that works against us because we need native New Yorkers to kind of know what they're talking about. But then we, you know, we have a guest on who can kind of fill that void for us. So,
and also too, I think that the feel of a New Yorker is a mentality thing, you know, like,
yeah,
it's very much about like who you are as an individual. Cause the story of New York is the story of immigrants, the story from other places, you know?
And also, you know, I've gotten that a lot, because even though I grew up 15 minutes outside the city, I'm technically not a native New Yorker, and New Yorkers, those who are native New Yorkers,
yeah,
are so proud, and they really take that serious and to another level. And they get mad when they find out that Freddie's not from New York, Kim's not from New York, I'm not from New York, you know, even though we've been here for a long time. And they get mad. They're like, how can you speak of the New York City subway and you're not from New York? And
because I write it.
I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, I see the same shit you see. Yeah. I'm like, you think the news anchors giving you news every night are native New Yorkers? I'm like, not necessarily. I'm like, just because someone's, you know, doing this doesn't mean they have to be from here. So, you know, in fact, I think it's maybe even a good thing that you have people not from here, because then you get that outside perspective.
Right? I've been asking folks on the podcast, because I feel like once you get into the realm of podcasting, you instantly become an expert in your field on a particular topic. So if I was going to have a sports podcast, people would just say, oh, Corey, the guy knows about sports.
Right.
But by you guys having the New York branded podcast, have you guys felt, you know, any positive or negatives about being seen as voices of New York City?
At least for me, when I think of New York, I think of Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building, New York City subway. Yeah. Like, it's just part of, it's one of those landmarks that it defines New York City in itself. And I think there are people who, when they see the page and they see the content that's on it, they're like, I don't want that to represent me being a New Yorker. And I think that that gets them a little, you know, they're a little offended that, you know, people on the outside of New York are looking at the New Yorkers like they're crazy because of what they're seeing on this page. And that's not necessarily what the page is representing. You know, it's supposed to show the uniqueness of New York in general. I don't know. What would you say?
Yeah. How about you, Freddie? How's the experience being, also to the element of being in now in video on YouTube changes it too, because now people can see your face as well as hear your voice. So how has it been like for you to, you know, be seen as a New York City fixture?
I mean, me, I embrace all challenges, you know, whatever they may be. You know, I love proving people wrong. Like, you know, I'm always, you know, you can ask Rick, people say things in the comments or whatever. I'm like, come for me, you know, you can come for me. Like, you know, cause I mean, I'm, you know, I'm confident in my ability. So yeah, when it comes to New York, like, I'm a geography nut anyway. You know, I get on Google Maps, like even Googling here, I'm always looking like what parts of Manhattan are what. Like, this is Hell's Kitchen, this is East Village, this is Alphabet City, all these different things that are indicative of New York. So even with all that being said now, like from Brooklyn to Queens to Manhattan to the Bronx and everywhere in between in New York, I know a lot about New York. You know, I'm in the streets. When I first moved up here, I was promoting parties. I was promoting at parties at One Oak Avenue, high-end clubs. And so, you know, moving around Manhattan and learning about just different streets. The only thing I can't seem to get a hang of is the avenues. It's like, odd is downtown, even goes uptown. I'm trying to.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I'm
finally getting it now. I'm finally getting it now. Cause
6 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it helps when you get off the train. Sometimes you kind of discombobulated to you, you know, verbal just said in the last show, yeah, you kind of like, you know, you don't know which way is north and which way is south, but I mean, I've gotten that too. Now I look when I'm getting, I'm like, okay,
it's northeast, southwest corner, yeah, yeah, yeah,
to, you know, to know like, okay, I'm on this corner. So this is north, and knowing where I need to walk. Cause sometimes you get off the subway and you'll walk the opposite way of where you're trying to go if you're not familiar with the layout of New York. But I mean, like, to me, New York is so easy to navigate where to, you know, all these different places. Cause like I said, I'm originally from Atlanta. Navigating Atlanta streets is terrible. It's 50 Man Peach streets and there's no numbers. It's just street names and they all squiggly squaggly.
Yeah.
Here in New York is a grid system. Right. It's the simplest thing to navigate.
Easy breezy.
Yeah. Like New York is simple and easy to navigate for me. And so people, a lot of times I got people from out of town that I know, and they hit me up when they come to the city, ask me different questions. I'm like, boom, go here. So what you trying to do? Boom, 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 boom. I can just tell you, rattle off speakeasies, bars, restaurants, all that. So I'm very knowledgeable about New York because I've taken the time and the interest to do that, even prior to being on Subway Creatures.
So guys, we're at a point in the show where I like to call our podcasters picks. And this is when I asked the subject of today's show to give me three podcasts that they love and describe them to me.
So I actually just finished this one. I thought it was super interesting. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy.
Okay.
But I listened to, it was called Fall of a Titan. And it was all about Steve McNair.
It was a great one.
Dude, it was.
Oh, the football player?
Yeah. It was a great one.
So it's
one.
All about.
That's crazy. I know that. I know the whole backstory.
You probably, because you were in Tennessee.
I know Steve. I know his teammate. Yeah, I know that whole story.
Right. So you probably want to listen to this one. So yeah. this was actually Sports Illustrated. I think it was Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated.
Sports
who,
Illustrated,
who
you're
did
right.
This podcast. And I think it's maybe
six episodes, seven episodes.
I was gonna say like maybe six or seven episodes of a possible all the different possibilities other than him being murdered by that 20-year-old girl. All the other possibilities that it could be. And again, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. However, I love to listen to when all the evidence builds up and you're like, wait a minute. It always right. makes you ask that. It makes you ask yourself, wait a minute.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, so I don't know if I could listen to that because the guy who found him dead, I know him personally.
On his, wait, the
guy who came in his apartment that found the murders?
Yeah.
I know him personally. I can call him right now.
Not the cop, right?
Not the cop, the okay. person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before all that.
Because that was part of the thing. There was 45 minutes of those guys being in the apartment before the cop showed up.
Yeah, the guy who found him, I know him personally.
Okay.
He's in Nashville. When I go back, I hit him. I go to, he take care. Like, I know him personally.
Yeah, don't listen to his podcast because he's a suspect.
Probably is. I know the whole story. I've heard, like, I know the whole, like, in Nashville, that was a big thing because Steve McNair is, you know, he was the only person to take the Titans to what they did. And he was a co-MVP. And he went to Alcorn State, too, mm-hmm. HBCU, mm-hmm. historically black college university. Mm-hmm. And he went to, like, Alcorn State to do that and then be considered for a Heisman, then go to the NFL, get drafted out, and then be a co-MVP. He came from the dirt in Mississippi. So the guy who found him went to Alcorn State with him. That's how they know each other.
So I guess for the people listening who don't know what the hell Fall of a Titan is, you know, it's Steve McNair, who's the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans,
was
then retired and then was found dead, shot four times. And
there's like a girl with him.
The 20-year-old girl who was found with him, who was also shot in the head. It turned out to be a murder suicide. And, you know, that's the way the case was closed. But then this podcast kind of just goes down mm-hmm. a bunch. They tell the whole life and all the people that were close to his life. I thought it was super interesting. Again,
the girl, I actually know of the girl, too.
I bet you would. So that was
okay.
definitely
that was, one. That was a great one. That was a great one.
That was a good one.
I mean, like, well, since we started doing this, that's kind of like before doing this podcast, podcast was not on my radar whatsoever. But then since we started doing this, I got kind of caught up into listening to, I mean, it's very cliche. It's very whack of me to say, but I got caught up into listening to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, that's not cliche.
I don't think you can even say that because that is not only interesting, but it's obviously very popular. You actually got me turned on Desus and Mero.
Oh, it's great.
And I hadn't even heard of that before.
They're amazing.
So Bodega Boys. Mm-hmm. And look at what happened with them. You know,
television.
They went to Vice
killing
and
it.
Then got bought out Showtime. By Showtime.
Killing it.
You know, and I think that's actually starting this week maybe. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that too. Mm-hmm. Like that's one that kind of started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a great example of someone who, you know, what were they? They were just sitting around drinking bullshitting. And now they have this mega deal with Showtime.
Oh, well, I mean, also Drink Champs and Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd watch it on YouTube, but those are, I didn't realize those were even podcasts until like recently. I saw them. Like, oh, okay. Well, because I watch it on YouTube.
Exactly.
Breakfast Club.
Exactly.
And, you know, I catch Drink Champs every now and again. It's Noriega. I've been loving Noriega when he linked up with Pharrell for Super Thug.
Yeah. So for folks who have never heard of Drink Champs, give me a little brief description.
So Drink Champs, Noriega, he's a rapper, and I forgot the other guy's name. Like I said, I occasionally watch it. But they have guests come on from the, you know, from the industry. Like I think primarily hip hop, the ones I've seen, and they drink. You know, they
get fucked up.
Right. Yeah. They got liquor on deck, and they just drinking, and you know that creates funny and you know hilarious commentary. So I mean, because you watch it, you already under the pretense that they're probably faded and or drunk.
Right.
So, you know, you watch that in Breakfast Club, that's Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy, and they interview all different types of people from hip hop, and they have like politicians on there, actors, you know, whoever come through New York on a
I know that was a morning show. Tour. Is that also they also have a podcast version of that as well?
Yeah, it's a podcast version through iHeartMedia, but yeah, they're on the radio, Power 105. I mean, like not now radio, you know, radio got to diversify, you know, because radio is a dying media. So you got to diversify and get those these radio shows that you have, get them in podcasts.
I mean, ultimately, I feel like every podcast is just a radio show. Now they got that video form of it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even would you consider Howard Stern a podast?
I mean, it can be. I mean, you know, lines are blurred.
What makes his any different from what anyone else is doing, you know? Even though he started in radio.
Right.
I mean, it's the same.
I mean, a podcast is you're just not playing music. You're just not like interrupting your talking with music, you know?
Right. I mean, a podcast is an audiobook is a podcast to me.
Right. I guess
you don't know.
Like,
but you know
what's the line there? You know, like, I don't really know.
They blurred. They just erased.
Yeah.
But also NPR radio. Because like before I moved it, when I was in my car, I used to just, I wouldn't even listen to music anymore. I would just turn on NPR and just listen to the radio. I was like, yeah, I'm old. I got to be old. I've jumped the shark.
No more Hot 97. It's
my life has
now.
Jumped the shark.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I'm like straight
two
NPR.
Two pretty extremes for you right there.
Yeah,
you go from, what was it, Drunk Champs?
Drink Champs.
Drink Champs.
Yeah. Best that.
NPR
best.
Radio. NPR.
Yes.
Yeah, my.
Covering all the spectrums there.
Yo, your versatile brother, Freddie.
I am a weird. Like, I told him I'm a nerd. He said I'm not a nerd because the way I dress. That's in the last episode we just posted. I was like, what?
Tell me you're a nerd and then be all decked out, looking nice.
Fresh as fuck.
Yeah, he's trying too hard.
I'm a nerd, though.
He's trying too hard.
Man, I love my RPGs, man. One of the best video games ever is Final Fantasy VII. So.
Okay, and that makes you a nerd.
Yeah.
So, you know, guys, before we get out of here, I like to ask at the end of every episode, why do you podcast? So I'm going to go to Rick first. And then
Do we podcast?
Yeah, why do you podcast, Rick?
I mentioned this before, but I love telling stories. I want to be able to tell them and inform people and get these stories out there for people to listen to. That's why I podcast.
Freddie, how about you, man? Why do you podcast?
Well, he says something very profound and stuff. I guess my more selfish reason. Trying to blow up, get these bitches. Trying to be rich, bitch.
Freddie's like, I like hearing myself. That's why I podcast.
Nah, I mean, I like podcast. When he said tell story, I thought he was like, I like to tell stories, but like I like just to talk. And I got stuff on my mind that I need to get off and, you know, podcast creates it's a great medium to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a major component of why podcasting is so amazing. It's the art of storytelling, whether it's your story or getting someone else's story.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I like telling the story.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
No, man. Thank you so much
really
for having
really appreciate
us.
You. Like, I'm a big fan of your pod. I listened to it all day today. Like,
you're probably sick
YouTube.
Of hearing us.
No, honestly, you guys are very dynamic hosts. You guys are natural stars.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking some time to have us on.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of OPP and to our special guests, Freddie B and Rick from Subway Creatures. I provided the links to their show in the description of this episode. This episode was produced by Danielle Hogarty, mixed by Mark Bird. Video for this podcast was edited by Kelly Bray and music provided by Richie Quake. Also, be sure to check out our other show, Silent Giants, which highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. I'll be sure to provide you with the links as well in the description of this episode. Lastly, show us some love. Leave us a comment and let us know who your favorite podcasters are. Leaving a rating would greatly be appreciated as well. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Pod bless. Till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.